Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. This feast celebrates three things. The discovery of the true cross of Jesus by Queen Helena in Jerusalem in 326 AD. And the recovery of the true cross of Jesus by the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius in 630 AD after it had been stolen by the Persians in 614. And finally, this feast celebrates the way we may triumph through our own crosses. Now, many people think Jesus was not a real historical person and that Christianity is just a myth. One of the reasons I love going to the Holy Land is that the historical places connect us to the reality of Jesus. Saint Helena, the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine, went on pilgrimage to Jerusalem in 325 AD to find and restore all the places connected with the life of Jesus. Now, in God's providence, the most important places, the birthplace of Jesus in Bethlehem, Calvary, where Jesus was crucified and died, and the empty tomb of the resurrection, these were known by the local inhabitants for two reasons. First, Christians had continuously venerated these places from the time of Jesus. Second, the Roman Emperor Hadrian, following the Jewish Bar Kokhba rebellion in 132 AD, in an effort to stop Christians from venerating these holy sites, he placed a pagan temple over each one. So without realizing it, the Emperor Hadrian perfectly preserved our most important holy sites, Bethlehem, Calvary, and the Tomb of the Resurrection. He kind of preserved them in concrete, actually marble. And that's why they were known to everyone. So when Queen Helena arrived and she ordered these pagan temples set up by the Emperor Hadrian removed, underneath she found Calvary and the empty tomb of Jesus and his birthplace in Bethlehem. Then over Calvary and the tomb of Jesus, she built the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And at his birthplace in Bethlehem, she built the Church of the Nativity. And on the Mount of Olives, she constructed the Church of Eleona. Jesus is not a myth. He is real. And with him, you are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once Queen Helena found Calvary and the place of the resurrection, she then sought the true cross of Jesus. Now Calvary, where Jesus was crucified, was just outside the original city of Jerusalem in an empty rock quarry. Right next to this quarry was the town dump. The local people told her that everything discarded from that part of the city was thrown into that dump. So Queen Helena ordered her troops to excavate it, and there they found three crosses. Now the question is, could one of these be the cross of Jesus? So Queen Helena and the Bishop of Jerusalem asked a woman with an incurable illness to touch all three, and by touching one of them, she was instantly healed. Wanting to confirm this, they touched that cross to a dead man, and he was brought back to life instantly. Therefore, they knew they had discovered the life-giving cross of Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the year 614 AD, the Holy Land was attacked by the Persians, who destroyed the churches, put to death many Christians and stole the true cross of Jesus, taking it back to Persia, or modern-day Iran. But in 628, the Byzantine or Catholic emperor Heraclius defeated the Persians at the Battle of Nineveh and recovered the cross of Christ. Heraclius wanted to carry the cross of Jesus on his shoulders into Jerusalem to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, but he was unable to lift it while wearing his royal garments. Modestos, the Patriarch of Jerusalem, said to him, "How can you carry the cross of Jesus dressed in expensive robes when Jesus carried the cross in poverty?" Hearing this, the emperor removed his royal garments, donned the simple clothes of a pilgrim, and carried the cross barefoot to Calvary. And this event is commemorated by the church on this day, September 14th, proclaiming it as the Feast of the Triumph or the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third point of this feast is that God continues to triumph in our lives through the cross. If you experience some difficulty or suffering, some cross or some loss, and you've done all you can to change it, then you must be confident in this. God is allowing this cross for two reasons. First, to empty you of all that blocks his entry into your soul in a greater way, so that he can fill you with his divine life. Second, so that you can help Jesus save souls. On this first point, John of the Cross writes, "Since the immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart, the Lord wants you to be alone." We become as big or as small as the objects of our love. We cling to many things which block us from receiving God. We may even become attached in a disordered way to good things that prevent God from entering more fully into our soul. God wants to remove these blockages. That's why he allows us to experience the cross, to empty us of our disordered attachments. The cross and suffering makes space, and God fills that space with himself if we place our trust in him. Remember, Jesus was born in a cave because the inn was full and the cave was empty. If we want to receive Jesus in his fullness, then we too must be emptied of our disordered desires. So if you're experiencing some cross, don't despair. God's not punishing you, I can guarantee. Accept it with trust, because God is emptying you to fill you with himself. By the cross, we too will triumph. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second reason God allows some cross in our lives is to make us a partner in his saving work. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, then you must take up your cross and follow me. Jesus is inviting us to participate with him in his work of rescuing souls. But do not forget, his victory came through the cross. That's why he invites us to take up our cross and follow him. Jesus invites us to help him save souls by uniting our crosses to his. So the most powerful instrument at our disposal to help our family and friends get into heaven is our cross. What you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. Accept this with trust and offer it with love to Jesus for the conversion and holiness of your loved ones. Archimedes said, give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum on which to place it, and I shall move the world. The cross is a lever to move souls toward heaven, and our place to stand is Jesus. By uniting our suffering to Christ, He can move souls. So don't waste your suffering. Leverage it by accepting it and uniting it to Christ's cross to move souls to Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did this meditation make you reflect on?
Brought me right back to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
When you walk into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and you turn right and go immediately up the steps, up on Calvary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they have enclosed in a glass case the top of Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then so you're right there, right where Jesus was crucified, died, saved us. And then you come down those steps. And you turn right, and remember going down that flight of stairs where on the wall all the etched crusader crosses, etched with their daggers?
I always think of it now because you see a lot of the Jerusalem cross, and now that I have that tattooed, I always think of the crusaders.
Yeah.
And I always think of just how many people have made pilgrimage there for thousands of years, and the way that you can be so sure of the tradition because that has been an unbroken line of pilgrimage.
Exactly right. So when you go down that stairwell and where the crusaders had etched all those crusader crosses in, and you get to the next level, on the wall on the right is this big mosaic depicting this event of the emperor Heraclius recovering the true cross and coming back into Jerusalem. And then you go down again, down to the place where the dump was.
Yeah.
And there's that big statue of Queen Helena.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the spot they found the true cross.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, so stunning. Stunning's a dumb word. It's, what is it that to be right there where that those events happened?
Yeah, this was the first time that in the meditation I was really struck by imagining that scene of bringing the sick person and then bringing a dead man. And just imagine being in the room and watching that miracle take place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said in the previous meditation, this is not a fairy tale. This is not a fable. This is how incredible our world is.
Yeah. Yeah, I really miss going to Jerusalem.
I think in a sense we need to spend more time. I don't know if this makes sense. Maybe this is very wishy-washy, but making pilgrimage in our heart, as in spending time really trying to visit these places and spend time in our imagination and really thinking about these scenes and these moments and understanding the reality of the crucifixion, of the Holy Sepulchre, while we can't visit those places.
Well, that's exactly what we're supposed to do by reading the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to place ourselves in the scene.
Yeah.
Because these things, these places exist. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the gospel is alive in the Mass, and we fail to recognize that.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Teresa. That in the Mass, not only is the saving event of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus mm-hmm. made present, but the Catechism teaches that in some way, the event that is proclaimed in the gospel mm-hmm. is also made present.
Yeah.
So the Mass brings us into a real encounter with Jesus and those saving events.
Yeah. You know when you're reading a really good book and you're just, your eyes are just racing over the pages and you're just in it and you're not even thinking about the fact that you're reading anymore, that you're turning pages, you're just in the scene, and then you shut the book and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
That's how we should treat it.
Well, then, so then basically what you're saying is, if you really want to encounter Jesus mm-hmm. in his saving mm-hmm. events, go to daily Mass.
Yeah. Be fully there. Be fully present in it. I think too often I let Mass just kind of wash over me. You're there. You're glad you went there. You're glad you made the effort. And you're sitting in the... And sometimes you're reflecting on something, and sometimes you're kind of looking at the paint chipping off the wall, and sometimes you're reflecting on something. And it's good to just actually be fully present, because that's fully present. And they're incredible scenes, and there's always something to captivate you in the Mass.
One of the best ways is read the gospel for that Mass before
mm-hmm.
you go,
mm-hmm.
then really pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And then once you receive Jesus in the Eucharist,
mm-hmm.
spend time with him in that scene from the gospel, because he's in you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.